For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. So far, 150 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. This resident explains why.
When the wind kicks up, the stuff catches fire and then they can't control it.
Many famous people have reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. So far, one death has been reported in that area. Further north, in the city of Paradise, they're now calling it the most destructive wildfire in California history. The campfire has destroyed the town. More than 6,700 structures are gone, and 10 people are dead. Patients at the Feather River Hospital barely made it out alive. More than 3,000 people have been displaced, and at least 30 are still missing.
I watched my house in the rearview mirror burning up. It was in my backyard when we evacuated. So, yeah, everything's gone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The ACLU is among civil rights groups that have filed a federal lawsuit over President Trump's restrictions blocking migrants from asylum if they cross into the U.S. illegally. The president's proclamation says migrants who enter the U.S. illegally through the southern border will be ineligible for asylum and cites the caravan of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico toward the U.S. But the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights are seeking an injunction against the policy, calling it illegal. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said, now that they have control of the House, it's time to work together with Republicans who still maintain control of the Senate.
Congressional Republicans have a choice to make now. Continue down their path of sabotage or work with Democrats to lower healthcare costs and expand access to quality care.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Disney is preparing to add something familiar to their theme parks. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Walt Disney Company's chief exec Robert Iger says the new Star Wars-themed lands at its theme parks in Florida and California will be the biggest attractions that company's ever built. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Iger told Disney investors on Thursday that demand to visit those new attractions that will be built next year could be dramatically high and that managing that demand will be a challenge. Those themed areas called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, again, will open in 2019 at Disney's Hollywood Studios Park in Florida and Disneyland in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The fall by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her Supreme Court office on Wednesday, which broke her ribs, brought a greater awareness to the problem. John Clemens reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports every second of every day an older adult falls, causing the loss of life to 27,000 Americans. The CDC also reports falls account for 7 million others being injured, with an estimated cost of $31 billion for treatments paid for with annual Medicare costs. With more than 10,000 Americans turning 65 each day, the number of fall-related reports of loss of life and injuries will continue to surge unless prevented. Of measures are taken. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.